Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 18. We're talking Eva's wedding. Shamari's drunk. Greg's back from the hospital. Nene's acting cray cray. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, I miss having music.
I know. For 1 second.
Oh, well, we can turn up, definitely. We got a little thing going around the table that we're not going to show you guys. I'm just kidding. It is episode 18. Welcome to AfterBuzz Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I am your host, Hollywood Leon.
And I'm Miss Conversation Piece. I'm just trying to get his turn. Shamari. Yeah. She's always lit every episode.
Hi, it's Drew Jones. Happy St. Patty's Day!
Happy St. Patty's Day! You look gorgeous.
Exactly.
As the Irish person on the panel. You know.
Are you?
I'm Jamaican and Irish.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like it.
That's the two.
Cool. What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards, the black person on the panel.
But I'm trying to be
left
out.
Caribbean. I'm Antiguan and like.
We're
come
all
on, 23 and me.
We're all from the islands, darling. Yes, we're all from the south. We're all from the below. It's Eva's wedding. It's Sunday. We're ready to get turned. We're going to get started. We have a lot of things to do tonight. We have a lot of tweets to talk about. We have some news because this is just getting crazy. It's all seeping in. We have so much to talk about. Kiss me, I'm Irish. Happy St. Patty's Day. I'm not really Irish, but let's open up at Swag Boutique. Yeah. Nene's a small.
Is she?
What? I think she's a small, like, in the women's sizes. Because, you know, they have, like, juniors, and then they have misses, mm-hmm. and then they have
okay.
women.
All right.
So maybe
I don't
in the grown women section.
I don't see men small on there.
She's small, but she does seem big boned.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want my face expression to come off, like, calling her big, because, like, I don't have room to talk. I was just saying she got some tiggo bitties and a donk. So.
She doesn't have a small body.
Well, I guess
body.
It's, like, if it's stretchy material, like, you know, she was saying it stretches all the way, so.
Yeah, like,
that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think she's fat at all.
No.
But I do think... No. I'm serious. Because, like, you know. Because, like, I see... I got jiggles. So she does not have jiggles. But she does seem like a taller... Like when I say big boned, I really am serious.
She's thick.
Like, she does seem like she's a little
she's
bit
thick,
thicker.
And at least she got some employees that are supporting her. They're telling her to eat and be healthy. And yeah, girl, you are small.
I know, but it was ironic the size of the person that told her that. I was like,
getting promo for her store. Shoot, that ain't small.
And then Shamari, the negative size zero, comes in. Like,
well,
okay.
She came in to say sorry. At least she came in with good intention. She came to say, I'm sorry that I puked on you. I'm sorry that I puked in the bathroom. Nene's like, it's fine. The maid cleaned it up. I'm sending you the bill. Nene wants to recall what happened. And we still don't see anything. We see a little bit more, but not everything. I want to know why. Why can't we see Portia's belt getting ripped off? Because we still see that little clip at the end. Bravo was still letting us know, like, because that, didn't you guys think that clip, that extra clip they showed us at the top of the show was a little bit less, more dramatic than we thought it was going to be? I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
But there wasn't that much screaming. It wasn't that chaotic. I don't know. Why can't we see the footage?
Well, I think it was more of the crew. I mean, Portia might have been a casualty of the, in the middle of everything, but I don't think that
totes.
She...
But
there is an interview that Candy did in this episode where she says, you know, that Nene, talking about the situation, she's like, you know, Nene's pulling shirts off, and she almost starts to be like, say something else when she goes, you know, when other things escalated. And I feel like she was kind of alluding to the Portia thing.
And even Portia was saying she hit somebody, but she wouldn't say. She just kept saying somebody. So it wasn't Portia if she kept saying somebody.
Nene's worried about energy. She wants Ronnie at the wedding to be her date, but he's going to be on tour. I thought that was kind of cute. She was like, you know, I want to jump in there. You know, Greg is back from the hospital, but obviously, like, things aren't great. And she's projecting, and we've obviously are seeing this play throughout the season. And you would think tonight would be the season finale, but Eva didn't give us that much to give us a season finale because we still got a couple more episodes to go, y'all.
Yeah.
So we still need to get into it. The one thing we need to realize is potatoes are life.
Yeah.
And that's what I like that Eva said.
Well, one thing I'm trying to figure out is why Shamari is always dateless. I feel like that is what's making her go overboard with the drinking because
there's no one there to say calm down.
Mm-hmm, her man.
I mean, I kind of like the fact that, you know what I mean? I think it's kind of realistic because given how people's contracts were and how many musicians and artists from the 90s were absolutely bankrupt, I'm sure realistically he does have to hustle to keep their money up.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate that he's out there trying to make some money.
Exactly.
Because he has, like, toddlers that they spent $50,000 on their birthday parties for, whatever that was.
Man. So, $1,000 birthday cakes. Right, exactly. Yeah, so let's move on. Potatoes are life is what I was saying because we're seeing the bridal shower and Eva's mom is there with her and her family's there and everyone's getting dolled up. And Eva gives her mom a little personalized hanky. You know, and so it's going to start to come out. You know, there's someone talking about Eva very close. She's saying everything we're seeing on the show is a big facade. Mm. You know, she's renting out property. She's renting out places that she can't afford. She's trying to showcase this wedding, but I don't know. Is she spending too much money? What if she doesn't get a peach next season? This is something really interesting that we need to think about. Also, Eva's dad is sick, and her mom takes care of him. We're not comparing. It's just different. 7 years, take caretaker. 7 months. I'm just kidding.
But I mean,
yeah, her mom and her dad are in a different place, I think, than Nene and Greg because, one, I don't think he's the, you know,
He's not that sick as Greg, right?
But he is, but he doesn't have the speech.
It's different, though. They have different things.
But if you think about Eva's mom and dad, her dad can't, like, make cohesive sentences and stuff. Like, it's almost like having a completely different person that you're married to. I feel like for her to show that patience and grace, mind you, we don't get to see it 24/7. We kind of just saw a short little clip. But I just feel like her energy about her husband is a lot different than Nene, who still has her husband technically. Yeah. Grumpy, yes, but he's still Greg.
He's more calm than Greg is. Like, he has still have a positive demeanor.
He doesn't have a demeanor.
They're not on the show. We have no idea. We've been watching Nene and Greg for 10 years. So that's I don't think you can really make any comparison a clip. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course they're going to show a cute clip. Like, why wouldn't you?
I totally said we're comparing. It's just different. I said we're not comparing. It's different. I threw the 7 years, 7 minute thing just to be funny. But we really can't compare. It's two different things. It's two different scenarios. And one's on TV and one's on not. So, yeah, it's totally different. But what we can agree on is
I will say this too. Please. Like, I have a lot of friends who are taking care of parents with dementia and all this other stuff, and they definitely have a lot of those angry moments. So, you know, I mean, so I'm sure her mom gets frustrated with her dad.
That's real.
Like, you know, the same way. But as we said, like, her dad can't speak, you know, to the length that Greg has. And also, like, we just haven't seen it. So I'm sure it's happened, though.
Totally. I can see the anger thing. Like, this is something really deep and something that we don't know about. And until you're in that situation, you're never going to understand the emotions that people are feeling. Like, I could never even imagine, and I hope I don't ever have to get to that point. So my sympathy does go out. Let's keep it a little bit more light. Shamari calls Nene because she's like, what's happening? Like, are we going? Do you want to go? She's trying to seem like, you know, she doesn't really want to go. But she's supposed to give the speech. So she's like, I'm going to call Tanya because I might need a ride.
And a drinking buddy.
This kind of aggravated me because I understand that you're going through something, but this is Eva's big day. And Eva is normally overdramatic and whatever, like, blase, blase. But this is Eva's one big day. Your wedding day is, like, the day it really gets to be all about you. And I understand Nene's going through a lot. But it's just like, you agreed to this, you know?
Yeah, she went.
But just like the dramatics of like, oh, I'm not going to, because we heard it multiple times throughout the episode.
We had to tell you to come.
But you got to think about it. If you're arguing with your husband and then you have to go into this environment where it's all about love and you got to see all this mushy
stuff. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. So I kind of feel her. But I also feel that you know, the show must go on. And
I was just going
to
say that.
And if you don't have a fill-in, what are you going to do? So I'm glad she was able to, like, suck it up and put on the
speech. Well, Tanya, of course, she's ready to be a housewife. So she's like, I will definitely give you a ride. Yeah, you know, I don't want to talk about her being so desperado because...
Thirsty.
Giving me good energy.
Every week she's thirsty.
If I wanted to go to a party, I mean, I would not want to roll with Nene at this moment in time. I would probably want to roll with Tanya, who's lighthearted and giving us good energy. I know she's a little thirsty. She's kind of like that little brother that keeps wanting to hang out with you. And you're like, go away. Jeez.
Tanya is like the girl you call when your girlfriend can't come to the party. That's what Tanya is.
That's what Shamari did. She called her because she's like,
the person I like can't make it. So can you drive, girl?
At least she's not like maliciously thirsty. You know,
exactly.
She just wants to be liked.
You know what? And everyone does. At the end of the day, we all just want to be accepted and loved and plowed,
thirsty,
you know?
Thirsty.
Not plowed, child.
Honey, we all need to be plowed once in a while.
I mean, I think the issue I have with her isn't so much that she, like, everybody wants to get their bag and wants to, you know, get a peach. But to me, I feel like she's so desperate, she's not authentic. So that's why I have an issue with it. It's like, we're not really going to see how she is. We're just getting to see it feels like what she's portraying. Maybe this is really her, but she seems fake.
Well, right now, she's just a friend of the show. We haven't really dove into her life. Like, we haven't found out her childhood story. Yeah. We haven't found out her trials and tribulations yet. And I'm not sure we really want to yet. Like, right now, this season is really... This season is like has so much drama right now. We're dealing with Nene projecting all of her anger on all of the castmates. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to get through the fire, Lord. Lord, help us. Jesus, fix it. Phaedra, come back, please.
Right. One thing I can say is Eva's very calm throughout this whole thing. She's not being a bridezilla, and she's just, you know, enjoying her day of pampering.
Well, she's had her breakdowns, and I think it's because of financial security. Like, I really think there is something to this finance thing. I mean, she did just come from America's Next Top Model and some modeling gigs. Like, I don't see that really equating to a lifestyle that the Real Housewives of Atlanta have. Like,
and it wasn't, Cynthia she didn't just come. America's Top Model was like 10 years ago.
Exactly.
That money's gone.
It's not even like New Top Model. Top Model, they're probably getting what Eva got for winning the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because reality TV pays really well now. But back in the day, they weren't getting nothing but like $1.08 for 8 hours. So let's not get it twisted. So I really feel like there is something to this financial thing. And we're going to get down to it. We're going to get down into the dirty of it. We're going to get shady up in here. Because this is what's happening. I've been finding out all this stuff about the blogs. And it's now seeping into the show. So it's really interesting. I feel like there's... so many narcs out there, or what do you call it? Not narcs. That's not the right word. What do you call it when someone is out there leaking stuff all the time?
A rat.
Someone close to the family.
Exactly.
Someone doesn't have every magazine. An insider says.
One close source says.
The hood just jumped out of me for a second.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, everyone's getting ready, and Candy's doing some comparing. $1,000 a plate. This better be some Taj Mahal stuff, because I had lions, I had a concert, and it still wasn't $1,000 a plate. But Candy, we all know you a hustler, and I know you're a good bargain hunter. I know the Candy Factory is like, you will give us that.
But I love
price.
The fact that she had Belle Biv DeVoe. I'm like,
yes. If you're low on cash, you should be learning those bartering skills yourself instead of spending money that you don't have, and you got to move, and you got to do all this stuff. You got two kids, girl.
$1,000 a plate.
I'm trying to figure out, because I've been in my fair share of weddings.
Me too.
And I've been in my fair share. Like, I have homegirls who like married up, honey. Like, money was not, you know, on the table. But
that's excessive.
Yeah. I'm still trying to, because, like, I'm thinking, like, my friend spent, like, you know, I'm like, how do you get to a thousand?
How about she's not telling the truth?
I didn't see no lobster.
Exactly.
I didn't see,
it
like,
it was short ribs and chicken breasts.
And
I'm like,
oh my God.
That was not $1,000.
Chicken and short ribs, that's not expensive.
No, that's something, that's like shotgun wedding.
Like, I want Kobe expensive. Beef sliced at the table. Like, I want lobster.
I want
crab legs.
I want
a buffet.
Cocktail.
Like, yeah. Like,
I want an open bar.
Thank
champagne.
You. I want foie gras, sliders.
Now, maybe it was for the bar, because it's a lot of people.
No,
and
I'm sure they had an open bar.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the cause, really.
No, because
she had,
you know,
really
what?
High-end liquor and all those people,
it's really
and it was
easy.
Open all
no,
night.
No, I don't even think so. It's really easy to get sponsored by a liquor company when you're doing reality
well,
TV.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I feel like she really did have a lot of help. This is like her only story right here is the wedding.
I feel like she didn't spend that much money, and that's just
that's true.
Exaggeration.
It could be fabricated. Yeah. It was a very beautiful wedding, though, so I also yeah. could possibly believe
I
that.
I don't know why she said $1,000 a plate. Girl,
my,
please.
My
go
issue
buy.
With
nope.
her is not so much that it's $1,000 a plate. It's that, like, why would you say that? The same way she talked about the price of her shoes. It's like she's too new money.
Exactly. Stop
she,
it.
It's like, if you have money, then you don't have to constantly tell us the price of everything.
No, you yeah. hit it
so
on the ground.
That's
new
what
money.
Lead me to believe that she might really be struggling, because she talks about the money and the price of things constantly.
You hit it right on the head. New money. We've all seen Titanic. All right, let's move on. Cynthia's throwing a little bit of shade. I don't know if you guys caught it throughout the episode. Even though she's defending Nene, she's definitely also holding her account. And I really feel like she's given her a little bit of shade. Invasion of Privacy is not just an album that Cardi B put out. This is the theme of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She is saying, don't tell me how to act in my own house, y'all. Candy's like, yeah, it was shady. I waited 2 days to text, but it wasn't enough. Nene had found out that Marlo had had lunch with the girls, so she's like, spill the tea. And you know Marlo spilled it in a way that was going to paint the girls a certain way. So Candy and Portia were like, we need to settle this. Mm. But before they could, Nene called Candy and was like, what up, boo? Catch me outside. Like, let's talk about it. You know, she definitely wasn't happy. Marlo stirred it up because that's what she does. This is her job.
But this is my issue with the situation, because Marlo claims that she's so close to Nene and they're such good friends. If you're such a good friend, why are you putting your friend in this situation where she feels more emotionally vulnerable? She's getting upset. Like, if you know the situation the way you claim you know it, why are you mixing up words, and why are you, you know, painting this picture that wasn't really happening?
I don't think she knows any other way to be. Like, she just is messy, and she even when she went and got Nene and was like, no, you guys are
yeah,
saying
come to the bathroom.
Yeah, like, why would you go get Nene in the middle of the wedding for this argument to happen? That was messy.
But it these are grown messy. Like, these, it's not like they're, you know, 20 something. It's not even like they're early 30 something. Like, these are grown ass women, and I just like I. It's getting to the point with, like, Marlo and Nene and stuff where it's like, I can't accept, like, this is just who they are. Like, I just feel like you have to hold yourself accountable on some end, because you're like, well, not Marlo, but Nene, you're a mother. You're a grandmother at this point. Marlo,
too
there.
Bad we don't see those kids on there anymore.
I don't know.
Grandma.
I think Nene is right in this
Hold
scenario.
Hold on, Erica, I want to get your thoughts on
this.
Well,
okay, one, I guess I do feel differently, because to me, I mean, I know she phrased it in whatever way, but point blank, if you're talking about Nene in front of Marlo, you should expect her to carry it back, because that's her friend. And to me, I see what you're saying as far as, I don't know if she said it in a way to incite her or not incite her, because we didn't see a clip of it, but that's her friend, and it's on TV. So if I were to, at the end of the season, see that you sitting up there with these two people and they said something crazy about me, and Portia's kind of halfway acting like I attacked her, and you didn't come back and tell me, then yeah, I'm going to look at you crazy.
Yeah, but Marlo is like Nene's little pet, though. You know what I mean?
And they know that. So anything they say in front of Marlo, they should expect her to carry it back
and
leave it
there. And I agree. But Marlo, before Candy and Portia could even speak to Nene, Marlo prefaced it with, again, you know, I'm not good at remembering things, but I did hit the main points. Like, she was like almost like, you know, being like, you know, girl, don't
hold what I think that was her way of being like, okay, I didn't mean to cause any drama, but this is how
No, she
I
did
see.
Mean to cause it.
Okay, I don't have faith in Marlo's intentions whatsoever.
Well, the fairy tale has started, and let's see some of these outfits. I mean, Nene shows up wearing two colors with two personalities. Mm-hmm. We start walking down the aisle. Funny thing about weddings, you end up thinking about yourself. Like, you really do. You're there to celebrate other people's love, but you can't help but think about it. So Bravo, of course, little shady asses over there, just gave us a montage. Back and forth. Nene's wedding, Eva's wedding, Nene's wedding.
See, I
Eva's
thought that
wedding.
Was great. Shout out to the producers. You deserve an Emmy. I loved that, because I was kind of getting bored, but you had some good clips right in there to spice it up. So
exactly.
I liked that.
Exactly. And you know what? Also, you know who else deserves an Emmy? Us. I'm just kidding. Here at AfterBuzz TV, because we work so hard for you guys, make sure to subscribe to one or two of our channels. Shout out in the comments. Let us know that you subscribed, and we will let you guys have a little shout out on the air, because we're the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
Let's move on. I mean, funny thing about weddings. Like, you really start thinking about yourself. I think the MVP, we need to bring back one of our segments for today, should be Marley, because that was so freaking cute.
Oh,
when
my
she
God.
Said, you accepted, like, my daughter, and Marley goes, that's me. Hi, oh. everybody.
She's so cute. Also, she is Kevin Gates' twin. They are never going to be able to deny that.
Kevin McCall.
Kevin McCall. Why did I say Kevin Gates?
You said Kevin Gates.
Mimosa?
Kevin McCall.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eva girl. That's her twin. Like, they're twins.
What did you guys think about the vows? Did you guys cry?
I didn't cry.
I wasn't there, so I didn't cry. I feel like if I was there, maybe
I didn't cry because monogamy's fake, but I thought it was really sweet.
I didn't cry because I totally was like, ooh, who did they hire to write them? But they were very well written, very good.
I think he wrote his,
but hers, I thought his was stronger than hers.
His was better written, which is why I was like, I was like, the same person who write your speeches wrote that.
Sometimes it's hard to articulate your love. You just gotta love.
How do you articulate it? Do you show it? You know you don't show it. We know about you.
I love you, bitch.
Convo needs to be taken out, everyone. So make sure to slide into her DMs.
Oh, yeah. It goes down in the DMs.
Oh, yeah.
Don't expect anything, though.
Yeah.
That's right. It's
gonna
be a cold night.
One-sided, but
it's gonna be a cold winter night. Yes. Hashtag chastity belt. Well, I mean, I think Bravo was trying to get us worked up. I know they were trying to build up Nene's emotions. I know Marlo was like holding her and touching her. Like, girl, stop trying to make me cry.
Exactly.
Marlo is so messy.
Marlo, you smart girl. Because she makes herself, like, important to Real Housewives producers.
Oh,
because
God.
She gets the emotion. Because she knows Nene, like, there's moments when you're having such a bad day that if one of your friends hugs you, like, you just, like, lose it. And Marlo was like, girl, I'm going to hug you till you cry.
Girl.
That's messy.
Whatever. Give her the peach.
She says she wants support. It's just like, how do you want
Erica
support?
Wants us to get messy.
Just like Candy and Portia was saying when Nene kept saying, support me. They're like,
she
what
doesn't
do
have
what you
coming
want me
up to
do?
Her drunk saying, I'm here for you.
You're saying don't hug
don't
her.
Want.
What do you want her to do?
I'm not saying don't hug her. I'm saying Marlo knew it. It's like if someone built a card castle on this table, Marlo's sitting there poking the bottom
no,
card.
No, it's like saying, please, I don't want to talk about it, it's going to make me cry. And you're like,
Let's talk about it.
Let me hug you real quick and just say, it's going to be okay. Yeah. Why are you trying to make me cry?
It's being as vague about the situation as possible, but knowing the exact trigger words to say.
Well, bam, we're triggered. And she says, separating, you know, Nene's done taking it. She says, I'm done taking it, literally. Like, I'm done me being the bad guy. Like, Greg is out there just being silent and having everybody bash me. Everybody on the internet is just making me feel like I'm the bad one, and no one is taking my side. Like, I just want to be supported. Like, literally, in life, online, with you guys, like, I don't feel like I have anybody on my side. I know he's the one sick, but geez, like, there's only so much a bitch can take. This is what she's saying, basically. The boys are gathering while the girls are going to the bathroom, and Nene knows where this is going. You know, she says, oh, God, Lord, child, we got to do this at the wedding. All right. Montages, hands on people, aggressive talk, drama talk. She just wants love and support. What do we think?
This is what I think. Greg is not looking at the internet right now. He's having cancer. So is he going to...
Are you sure?
The...
I've seen him post some pictures with some hats talking about support me and I can support you guys and stuff. Like, he's trying to be
little... if you're sick, are you really scrolling Instagram like that? You might post a picture to make yourself, you know, feel better or get the support or whatever. But do you think he's really looking at comments and seeing people bash
Nene? It's happening, though. People are talking really bad about Nene.
They might be, but is he paying attention to it? He's sick.
Well, she's probably telling him, look, everyone is hating on me, including you. You're being so freaking mean to me. I don't know. I want to talk about both sides here. Like, what if behind closed doors, someone that everyone is perceiving to be super sweet and nice and, like, sick, so there's all this empathy, is being a freaking devil to you behind closed doors? Let's talk about both sides.
Yes.
Let's not just talk. I know we're going to jump on Nene eventually, but let's just talk about the other side real quickly, just for a quick second. Like, what if Greg is being so freaking horrible? What would you do?
I would, I'm not married. I don't have kids. I have no, you know, moral I'm not relying on anyone but, like, my cat. So, whatever. I can't relate to Nene completely. But I'm just a type, like, if I'm not wanted or if I'm not being appreciated, I walk away from a situation. I don't care if we're in a long relationship. I don't care if you my mama. If I'm not being appreciated, I take a step back. And I feel like that's what she should have done.
Well, everyone in the chat is like, go ahead and bash Nene already. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing I would say, too, before we bash Nene. She's saying with the internet or whatever. But to me, it's not just Greg. It's clear. I mean, I hate to be like this because it's the show, but it's clearly the producers. This is her storyline. So to me, I feel like obviously they have edited it. So they could be in there and they could have shown Greg looking like a jerk. If they chose to, and I feel like they've chosen it to go a certain way because this gets this gets us engaged into the story. So, yeah. Unfortunately, it's hard on Nene, yeah. But I think it's the nature of the beast in reality TV.
I think she should get a caregiver, a professional caregiver, and then that way he can be taken care of, she can have a break, and they can still have the relationship. I think that will help.
It might be too late. There is reports of Greg moving out, but you're going to have to stay tuned for the news. For the news and gossip section, it is going to be lit. All right, so let's start bashing Nene. I'm just kidding.
I like Nene.
Before we talk about that, can we just talk about that freaking ass full of face that Marlo got when Portia bent over? That
dream.
Was a lot of ass. Yes. A lot of ass.
Her ass is the size of two of Marlo's heads.
Like. And it was right
like,
there.
I just want to take a nap on it. So I'm like, I'm like, Marlo, count your blessings.
Would you dive into that ass?
I would. Count your blessings, Marlo. Not while she's pregnant, but like, what's up afterwards? Yes.
Well, Eva saying,
baby got extra back.
Eva saying, adoption at heart, but it's not official. Shamari's drunk as usual. I mean, it's a party. What's the problem?
Shamari is an alcoholic.
There's nothing wrong with being drunk if you're a fun drunk, but her drunk is annoying.
Okay? If you're drunk every episode, that's her storyline.
I know.
Drinking,
like, if she would have just gotten wasted at the wedding, would have like, it's a wedding. Of course she was wasted. She had a great time, but she's been drunk the last five episodes.
Right. It's like, come on. And then, yeah,
and claim she's not an alcoholic.
But. In all fairness, she has 1-year-old twins. The first year that you have kids, because my sister has he's 10 months old, but you don't really drink your first year because you're breastfeeding and all that. And if you, you know, drink, you can't use that breast milk and blah, blah, blah. So I feel like she's turned, like now she's kind of like, I'm going to turn
it's
up.
My time.
I haven't drank.
But
drinking.
She doesn't even know
well, apparently
how to
she
hold
doesn't
a liquor.
Eat either.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, girl, have some more than a piece of bread.
Pre-game.
Have some meat and some potatoes.
I mean, clearly she doesn't eat.
She's so skinny.
Yeah, like she's very, very thin. So obviously it's always going
to
be an issue.
I think she forgets to eat. She's like probably that skinny kind of person that's like always like, you know, the ones we hate.
Can't relate.
I can't relate
either.
That's why I said I hate them skinny bitches.
Never felt that emotion. Yes.
All right, let's get into this whole Nene thing. I mean, we needed a good celebration, but like Eva said, it wasn't enough for the finale. Everybody's crying. Everybody's apologizing. But we see how this works out. You would have thought this would end right there. But no, we don't. We have to take it further when everything re-airs. We rehash everything. Everyone's tweeting up a storm. Nene unfollowed everyone. There's a huge fight at the reunion. I can't wait. There's a lot to really go off of here.
Yeah.
The toast. Cynthia gave it a B+.
I think Cynthia gave it a C or a D. Like, Cynthia wanted to fail her, but she was like,
what did you
she's
guys
my
think
friend
about
and
that
she showed
toast?
Up.
This is what I'm about to say about Cynthia. She's throwing shade, and
she
knows
is.
What Nene's going through, so why would you even
because she knows what Nene's going to do.
What are you going to grade?
That's why she's preparing herself. That's why even though she's defending Nene, she's been throwing shade, too, because she knows this ain't going to end well, especially when you hold Nene accountable. It's not going to end well.
Right.
Well,
I agree.
Don't
and I think
do it.
if you're going to wait for life to stop happening for you to be a nice person or for you to be like good to your friends, then like you're never going to be a nice person and you're never going to be good to your friends because life happens. Bad things happen to good people. You have to keep pushing and she's had months. She's been asked for months to be this person who gives a toast at Ava's wedding and that's what you give.
Like, it wasn't, like, horrible, but it wasn't
it was like
Nene. It wasn't Nene.
She literally Googled things to say in a toast at a wedding, and she just read them straight
fact.
Off Google.
But she didn't ask for this. I mean,
like,
what if she's
know,
not
like,
a good speechwriter?
Well, no,
she agreed to it months ago.
Right, she agreed to it months ago. However, I think this also goes back to what I said many episodes ago with Eva sort of not really having a truly authentic attachment or relationship with Nene. Because Eva asked her to do it, but it was kind of weird because you've been married a long, like, what, you know what I'm saying? So she gave a toast that seemed like she barely knew them. And not saying she doesn't barely
she
know
them.
Does
she does barely know them.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't have the relationship that Eva kind of wanted it to be. And so Nene didn't fake it. She's just like, all right, well, this is the toast I would give to anybody getting married.
Exactly.
And that's how it came across.
It was very basic.
It was very basic.
For someone who calls himself, like, a host and, like, you know, a comedian and blah,
fake
blah,
it up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she could have flipped.
Look at what she's been going through for months. She's been taking care of Greg. She's been having drama.
I could have written a better toast for Eva, who I've never talked to in my entire life, in 5 minutes and had the entire room laughing, crying, whatever. Nene's known this girl, is friends with this girl. She could. Nene's not dumb.
She could have faked it.
Yeah, she
could
have.
She did just cry up a storm in the freaking bathroom with everybody.
Okay, but she was reading off a card, so she clearly wrote,
she wrote
something.
She wrote it. Yeah, that was my thing. Yeah, she read it,
she read it off a card.
Oh. So that's why I did think it was going to be better. Because I was like, well, she probably wrote this like a week ago before she had this fight with Greg. But then it's like, well, no, she wrote that in the car on the way to the...
I would have flipped the dress around and been like, y'all see this black? I'm going to turn it red now because this is my mood.
Exactly.
She just was not happy, period. And it was coming out in the speech, in her face, in her body language, in the bathroom. Like, it's not just about the bathroom situation. I feel like it was a lot of history, the bathroom situation, the Greg situation, how she's going to look, how it's played out. You know, I think Erica's onto something. The storyline is being painted a certain way. And that doesn't mean that you're not feeling what's happening while you're getting turned on the road. Like, she felt like, you know, this is gonna not be good. Like, this, my story is just messed up this season. It's not good. It's dark. And I'm in a dark place. So it's a dark world.
But communicate that.
Do you feel like she's jealous of Eva?
No. What is there to be jealous of?
I don't know. I'm just saying the way that they were going back and forth about.
Eva is broke. Eva is broke. Rental, like, she really kind of alluded to the rental thing right at the beginning of the episode where she was like, my house can't hold everybody, so we rented a property. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's starting to come out that that's what she's been kind of doing. I could see her living a certain kind of lifestyle, and they only film for like 4 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. You can rent a nice house for 4 months. Like, I can see her really taking this and taking it to the very end. But the girls aren't going to let this happen, especially Schmarlo.
Exactly. And I think if Nene was jealous of anyone, I think in the beginning there was a little bit jealousy with Tanya or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was something kind of going on there that was a little off, but like Eva, I don't think so.
Not about money, just about the happiness of her relationship, how she was glowing at the wedding and the way it was going back and forth in a month.
No, I don't think so, because I think that Nene, I think she was upset and reflecting on her own marriage, but I do feel like she's well aware that you can put on a good show at a wedding and still have a messed up relationship.
I mean, that's what you do when you go to weddings. It's like you end up thinking about, oh, I wonder if I'm going to get married. When I get married, I'm going to do this. You know what I mean? And then you're trying to get laid and
I'm
drunk.
I'm looking at the groomsmen at weddings. So.
Well, I was just going to say, and then you get laid and drunk. I mean, Drew, I know.
Kiss the bouquet,
we are on the same page. Yeah. Let's get into our tweets because we got some. Ooh, I like that little tweet sound. We got some things to talk about. Y'all been talking on the internet. V Brown, this is you.
Yes, I have some tweets. Let's see. Nene is so damn extra. She gets on my damn nerves. Such an actress and not even a good one. Watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's from LaToya Johnson at Money Magnet 837.
I thought it was LaToya Jackson at first.
That's my burner account. It's so funny.
It was you?
Okay. I was like, oh my God, LaToya Jackson is talking shit about me.
I spelled damn wrong, so you would not know it's me.
All right. Chanel Myling. She says, sometimes when I'm feeling insecure, I watch season one of Real Housewives of Atlanta and remind myself, I'm not ugly. I'm just broke.
Dragged. But a mood.
That's kind of like the same thing with the whole Kylie and...
I would say the Kardashian season one makes me feel really good about myself.
Exactly. Like, you just need some money. Money cleans you up.
Ooh, y'all will never hear from me again.
Exactly. Right. To quote Pretty Woman, it's easy to clean up when you got money.
Hello. And the last one I have is from Kelly K.R. Moore, 1970. Why is no one talking about Nene thinking she could fit a small anything? We did talk about it, girl. And no smalls for Nene.
I mean, well, here's the thing too, though. Like, so many designers, like, maybe she is a small in her own store.
Yeah,
so many stores.
I'm a small. Nene is not my my size, honey.
No, what I'm saying, like, for real, certain places you go to, it'll be like a 6 is like one thing, and then it's really an 8 or 10.
That's true.
And a different design.
Well, what about at the dinosaur store? The smallest at the dinosaur store is going to be a small. I'm not saying Nina's a dinosaur, but at her store, she has her version of small.
We are not going to call Nina a dinosaur,
She's not a dinosaur, but no, she might be a small in her own boutique.
And I didn't say she was a dinosaur. If I was going to, like, describe her, it would be more like Amazonian, kind of like, she's tall.
She's thick.
She's beautiful.
She's thick, yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to news and gossip.
Woo! All right, so there's so much going on. And we'll kind of just talk about it. So one of the things that I did get an article on was that Robin Givens is thinking about coming, or the word on the street is Robin. Now, she would set it off. I mean,
oh,
what?
My God!
I mean, they brought Robin, Kenya, and Phaedra, set it off. That would be an amazing cast right there.
That, like, would be like an actual fight.
Thank you.
Robin Givens actually fights.
And then let Ghetto Marlo come in and throw in a few punches. That would be good
everything.
TV. So, totally hope that she does. So, some other sort of news things that I've heard along the way is the whole thing with NeNe unfollowing people and all this other stuff. So, NeNe... So at some point, she said that she actually never followed Andy to begin with.
So. That was so shady. She's like, I unfollowed everybody. Yeah, but I never even followed Andy, so y'all need to quit exaggerating.
Right, exactly. Mm. So that was funny. Oh, and one thing.
Andy replied with a little, like, emoji face, like,
Why are we still even talking about this?
Like, I know.
Who cares? Then one thing she did, we can't show video anymore, but one thing NeNe did respond to as far as the fighting with Portia, the video that we saw where she was like, she said it was actually Portia, Candy, Marlo, and Cynthia, and her in that closet. So she wasn't clear how she could have even have touched Portia. And I was really confused because if it's all five of them plus the cameraman, I mean, that's really congested.
I mean, I want to see the footage. I don't think
why
anything.
Like, Portia was touched by NeNe, like how
they're
trying
to touched by an angel.
Even touched by an angel, girl.
And then another small thing I have before we get into some other stuff is, since Eva talked about the adoption of Marley or whatever recently, like I want to say this week, Kevin McCall had another sort of crazy rant on Instagram about his daughters, one of which is Marley, and he misses her, and so he's still, like, I don't know, a crackhead or whatever he's going through. And
Eva was definitely trying to paint out what's his face to,
like,
be a dad.
As a dad. So that's why when Eva
that's
made
his
me
dad.
Think
that, that's her dad.
That even made me think about it.
She called him daddy.
Not official, but in her heart.
Yeah, I think he's more mentally ill than drugs.
I'm like, when it comes down to, like, the law, though, the heart thing ain't gonna help. It's gonna be like black and white, you know, you got to adopt her or not.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. There's so much news. Oh, my God. And then another thing was out there that NeNe, that Greg might be moving out.
Oh, he did move out.
I heard he'd moved out.
There's reports that he has moved out, that they are officially separated, and it's...
And she has a boyfriend.
Y'all are killing me in the chat tonight. You guys are hilarious. And first of all, Robin Givens, that's Mike Tyson's ex.
Yeah. She's going to bring him up for
she
sure.
She was also in Chicago. Y'all, come on.
Put some respect on Robin's name.
I freaking
know
my pop culture, okay?
Robin and Kenya would be perfect on the show together.
Listen. Ooh. I pray.
Robin Givens is already crazy. Like, every day.
She'd be crazy since
the 90s. I have a little bit of Instagram news. Like, the Real Housewives account was trying to talk about NeNe responding in an Instagram video to Portia and all the allegations and everything.
Right.
And so the site was reposting the video, and they weren't tagging the women. They were just hashtagging it. But then someone tagged Cynthia, so she tagged her Cynthia Bailey eyewear. She's like, y'all gonna plug me? Plug my eyewear. So then Portia responded, I can't breathe, Cynthia Bailey eyewear. You are hysterical. You're gonna make me go into labor. Aww. Which makes me pose the question, when did Cynthia get a... you know, sense of humor.
Ooh, I always thought Cynthia was
I'm
funny.
I'm just kidding. She got
I always out. Thought she tried.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into the vows that Eva Marcil gave to her husband, because we just talked about, like, whose vows were better, right? So People Magazine, basically, they're just saying how they wrote their own vows, and they want us to hear it. Michael, you're my safe place. In a world that's often disappointing.
Girl, we heard it on the show.
I know,
but I'm just saying.
I want to know.
She
on the show.
Whoever Eva hired, she needed her money back because he did not do that great of a job.
And People Magazine, what is wrong with you guys reposting the vows? We saw it on the show. Like,
People,
weird.
People Magazine, why don't you go interview Jordan Woods again? Did they interview her?
They can't even get Jordan Woods. That was Jada who
That was the good sis Jada.
Right. Red Table Talk, y'all.
All right, let's do some quick predictions. That's what we could talk about next. And, I mean, we got a couple more episodes. We got the reunion. We got the unfollowing thing. What do we predict that the final episodes are going to be about? And what do we predict that we're going to see at the reunions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, for me, I think we're going to see the fallout between Nene and Cynthia, because clearly something's happened that we don't know about. And I think this whole thing with the person spreading these rumors is really going to break up the fake relationship that Eva and Nene have as well.
Because I don't really think they have anything there, but it's going to be a blowout to pretend that they're no longer
there. Thank you for thinking of me that way. Right. I want you to do my speech. Thank you for thinking of me that way.
Even though you didn't invite me to the bridal bridal shower. Your
that's why she gave her
our B-list. I wanted my young friends there.
Thank you. Right. That's why she gave her B-list speech. Thank you. I wasn't totally all in there.
Thank you. I agree. I think we're going to see Nene like kind of blow up. And then I want to see what... Because at this point, Candy and Portia are, like, kikiing hardcore. And I want to see, like, what made the switch. Like, was it just from watching the episodes? Because I feel like on Twitter and stuff, like, they really had Twitter fingers in the beginning of the
season.
So I don't know if it's...
Enemy of my friend is my friend.
So I don't know if something happened at the end of the season or if it's just from watching the episodes and getting mad again. But I feel like something had to have happened because they really went hard at the beginning of the season on Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely think the rumors are true about Eva. She drove off in her Jeep, and
Jeeps are dependable.
And Jeeps are like $25,000.
Exactly. Okay, we need a Maserati, a Bentley, something.
All right, well, I'm going to predict that it's all going to come out. Nene's going to get even nastier than we've ever seen her, and she's going to be so nasty and so rude, and I said what I said. And you guys in the chat, I really love you guys. Film Raider, Joseph, Holly, Scott, thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys. Make sure to keep up with us on our Instagram. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and you can find me on all the social media platforms. Make sure to stalk me. I have some stuff coming out. I promise. I promise.
All right. Make sure you check me out on Instagram, Miss M-I-S-S Conversation Piece, or you can follow me on the other shows that I do, Love & Hip Hop. And also,
your Insta has been on fire lately.
Oh, what?
You said your Insta's been on fire lately.
Make sure you follow me. Thank you, guys. And you can also catch me new show, Turnt Up Charlie. Check me out there.
And you guys can slide into the DMs at OKDrewJ.
Ooh.
All right. And you can find my DMs at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in Dora Edwards on all my social media.
Guys, DMs slide into my message requests. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.